Nun gimel amud aleph. Amar Shmuel v'huk shuri lo me'av Shabbos. This is only when this that we taught in the Mishnah, a donkey coat with its saddle cloth, is only when it was tied to the animal from Erev Shabbos. Our Nachman doesn't have a Our Mishnah is also exact when it says that, because it's enek moyezu v'daris b'zman she'enek shuri lo. It says a donkey cannot go out in the public if its saddle cloth is not tied to its back. Now when would that be? Hechidamil b'she'enek shuri lo. If it's not tied at all, pshita don't want off on the vessel. So then you're going to carry it on Shabbos if it falls off. Alav she'enek shuri me'av Shabbos. It must be it wasn't tied from before Shabbos. So that means mechlal de reisha shuri lo me'av Shabbos. That clearly implies that the reisha is when it was tied. That's indeed a clear proof. We also learned a similar thing in a braisa. A chamor can go out with its saddle cloth when it was tied up from Erev Shabbos, but it can't go out with its saddle itself, even if that was tied from Erev Shabbos. You can even go out with the saddle if it was tied from Erev Shabbos. But that's only if it was not tied, did not tie the strap with the saddle is fastened to the donkey around the donkey's belly, ubavad shlo yishlo b'tzur tachznavo, and also provided you don't pass a strap under the animal's tail. These are the normal ways of putting on a saddle. Bamine Rav Asi bar Nasan Merichia bar Asi Rav Asi mahulitein midas al gavicha mor Shabbos. He asked him, "What can you put a saddlecloth on a donkey on Shabbos?" Amar Lemati, he said, "You could." Amar Levichima ben Zelukov. He said, "What's the difference in that and a saddle ishtik?" And he was silent. He didn't have an answer. Ese ukav shal gavicha mor, a saddle that's on top of a donkey. Lo yatal tala biyado, you cannot carry with your handle. Malichu muvay mevia bechatzer vehunov meela. So if the saddle on a donkey and you want to take it off, you cannot take it off with your hand. Rather, you walk back and forth in the courtyard, and the saddle falls off on its own. Now, hashda lito amris lo lanech mevay. Now, if you can't even remove it, can you? Is there any way you can put it on? Am the rozeira shiv k. Leave him alone. Rabbi Svirle, he holds leave Rechia alone, right? Rechia holds like his Rebbe. To Amar Rechia bar Ashi, Amar Rav Rechia bar Ashi, said the name of Rav. Tolan traskal b'him b'shabbos. You're allowed to hang a basket with food in it for the animal, you know, for the animal to eat around the neck of an animal on Shabbos. The kal v'chomer the medasa, and it's a kal v'chomer that you can definitely put a saddlecloth on. Because there, it's just the animal should have something to eat, which is the pleasure of the animal. But if it's for to avoid actual pain, it should certainly be permitted. Shmuel medas motor. Shmuel says you can put a saddlecloth on traskal aser, but a basket is prohibited. Azur v'chibar Yosef amr l'shmate dirav kame d'shmuel. So he said this over to Shmuel, what Rav said before Shmuel. Amalei hachi, amar abba, lo yada b'mili shemata v'lo klum. So he said, if Rav actually said that, he doesn't know a thing about Hilcha Shabbos. Ki salik Rabbi Zera, ashkelev ben Yamin bar Yefes, diyosef v'kamalev shedir Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rabbi Yomar Yefes, who said to him in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, nosem erdas l'gabi chamor b'Shabbos, you're allowed to put a saddlecloth on a donkey on Shabbos. Amalei yasher. He says, good job. You know, he spoke well. V'chein targema Aryoch b'Bavel. Aryoch also explained the same thing in Bavel. Aryoch, mana, who's Aryoch? Says Gemara, Shmuel, that's Shmuel. V'ha Rav Nami Amar. I also said this. Elashamei d'hava mesayim ba. He heard Riyamas conclude, v'ein tolen traskel b'Shabbos. But you can't hang a basket with food around the neck. I'm the Yasher, you can't take a while to well. In other words, that's the part where he says you spoke well, and so said Aryoch in Bavel. The Kuli Alma Mias, Mardas Mutter. I mean, according to everyone here, Mardas, right, the saddlecloth is Mutter. My Shalom Eukov, why is it different than a saddle itself? Shani Yasim, to Asher Denafel Memela. The Gemara says it's the saddle could fall on its own easily. And therefore, there's no reason to remove it by hand. You can just allow it to fall. Rapapa, Rapapa said, Kan lecham ma, kan letzan na. There's two different cases. When they put a saddlecloth on the donkey, that's when they permitted it, is to warm it up. But putting on the taking off the saddle is to cool it down. Lecham ma is letzaira. To warm it up, it's, you know, it has pain. Letzan na, to cool it down, less letzaira, it's not so much pain from the heat. And that's what they say. A donkey, even in the middle of the hottest season in Tammuz, in the summer, it's still nice and cold. So making sure the animal stays warm is much more important. Making sure that he cools down. If it's a donkey, yeah, whatever. Donkeys are always cool. So the Gemara is asking a question about putting the food around the animal's back. A horse can't go out into the public with a fox's tail. They would put the fox's tail as like a, you know, a protection from like Yetzirah. V'lo bizaho zahruris shebein enov, or with the string of red wool that they hang between its eyes. V'lo yetze hazav bekis shalom. Hazav can't go out with his pouch. to protect any emissions. V'lo izim bekis shebedodehan, nor can the goats go out with a pouch over their udders. V'lo para bachisum shebefia, cow can't go out with its muzzle. Lo sayachim, nor foals betraskalin shebefihem l'rishus harabim, with baskets of fodder that are around their mouths in the public, right? The baskets of food. Nor can an animal go out with the shoes that are on its feet, like the metal horseshoes type of things. Or with an amulet, even if it's definitely approved, like an effective, written by someone who knows what he's doing. And these are stricter to animals beyond people, because a person is allowed to go out in the public with an amulet that is effective to protect them. But animal go out with a bandage that's on a wound, or with splints that are on a broken bone, or with her. Afterbirth, dangling from its womb. Ufokikin lazug bitzavara, and you can plug the bell hanging around its neck if you don't want it to ring, or to prevent it from ringing. Umetayelas ima bechatzar, and if you do that, then the animal can walk with you in the courtyard. So we said here that the foals, the young ones, can't go out with baskets of fodder that are around their mouth into the public. So that specifically means they can't go with that. But in a courtyard, you can take them out. So obviously, it's referring to large ones where baskets are hung for their pleasures. No, it's really young animals, and it's the goal is to prevent their discomfort. Because their legs are very long, but their neck is very short, and therefore eating from the ground is hard for them. So hanging the food basket around their neck is not just so it should have nice things to eat, it's really to avoid the pain. Tekanami, this is also very specific in the language, the Katani Dumya Dekameya. It compares it to that of an amulet, which is like for healing, Shmamina. And therefore that is the correct understanding of this. Okay, Nun Gimel Beis. Amarav lo Kameya Afabishu Mumcha. You cannot go out with a kameya, an animal, even if it's an expert kameya. We learned elsewhere, we can only not go out with a not expert kameya, but you could go out with one that is expert. So here too, it's referring to an amulet that's not mumcha. He says, even though it's mumcha, it's expert for human, but it's not expert for an animal. Are there amulets that are perfect for animal, but not good for a behemoth? A man who has mazel, he's under the protection of a malach that guards him or something, so that supports him. And that helps. Behemoth less like mazel, animal that doesn't have mazel, lo misayeya la, it does not help. There could be something that could be helpful enough for a human being, but not enough for an animal. An animal needs additional protection. So then what does it mean? Well, you say this is a chumrah of animals more than people. The halacha is really the same. If it's been proven effective, then even an animal can go with it on Shabbos. If it's not, then he can't. So this is misavis a kameya koi. That's not talking about the kameya. That was words. A sandal koi. That's going to refer to the shoes. Animal can't go out with shoes on Shabbos, but a human may. Toshma sochin umifarchesin la adam. You can smear like oil and scrape off a scab on a person on Shabbos. But you can't do that for an animal. My love. Tika maka umishum tsar. It must be there's some kind of wound, and you're trying to get rid of the discomfort. So, lo, degamar maka umishum tainug. There's no wound. The wound's already gone, and you're putting the oil on and scratching the animal just to the pleasure caused. Tashma, behemish achaz adam. An animal that has some sort of, heart problem that makes its, its blood supply is restricted or something, and has a fever. You can't stand in the water to cool off. But a person who has a similar thing, put him in water in order that he cools down. They made a decree prohibiting healing on Shabbos because crushing, medicines is prohibited by the Torah. So therefore, they said not to cool an animal down, because once you start healing an animal, you're gonna make medicines. Adam near Kamekar. So he said, what about a person? Also, a person shouldn't go in the water because you're not supposed to heal on Shabbos. So he said, in the case of a person near a Kamekar, it looks like he's just going to cool off, meaning it's not clear what he's doing is for an illness. A person near Kamekar, so also an animal. Maybe the animal's ain't Kamekar, but there's no such thing. People don't take their animals to go cool them off just for, there's always some sort of reason. Because we make a gazera specifically for an animal. That time the bai says, "Haisa ben schutz tchum." If an animal is standing outside tchum, Hashem is kar lovi hiba. Look at him and don't let us see. So we call the animal, and then it comes to him, and we don't decree. Now we don't make gzeira. Maybe he'll come to bring it himself. So they, you know, I'm ravina kigon shahaya tchum shalom mo la bezoch tchum shalom. We're talking about a situation where the animal's tchum was included in the tchum of the order. The animal went beyond its own tchum Shabbos, which has to do with like the shepherd, but the animal remained within the Tchum Shabbos of his owner, which was different than that of the shepherd. Therefore, he's able to call to the animal to return, because even if he would go out and get the animal, he wouldn't be breaking Tchum Shabbos. The fact that the animal went beyond its own Tchum Shabbos is absolutely no concern. Crushing things, crushing medicines, is itself a an animal that ate karshinin, which is a plant, I think it's in the pea family or something, but this is something that animals used to eat, you know, the chew their cud type animals that eat karshinin. Lo yuritsena bechatzer b'shul shetisrapeh. So they sometimes would eat these foods and could cause tremendous constipation problems, and it could even kill the animal. So you can't run it around the courtyard in order to get better, because I guess that would loosen its stomach. Rav Hashai Amater, Rav Hashai says you could do it. So they disagree whether you can do refuah on animals. And Rav said the halacha is like Rav Hashai. Azav should not go out with this pouch, nor can goats go out with their udders covered. Tanya Yotze isn't because of your name, but we said elsewhere in the Rashi that the goats could go out with the patch. It depends how tightly the patch is tied. We're concerned that the patch will fall and the person will come to pick it up and carry it. Rav Yosef Tanai Shoklat Me Alma. Wait a minute. Have you removed all the Tanoim from the world? Tanahi, this is a machlokas tanaim. Tetan ha'izim yotzis truros. Rabbi Yosi oser bekulon chutzman hamerchedos hakavunos. Rabbi Yehuda omer izim yotzis truros liabish avolo lichalif. So, Rabbi Yosi, in other words, the Mishnah says female goats can go out with their others tied. Rabbi Yosi says he can't, because he considers them burden, except for rechelos, right? Ewes that are kavunos. Rabbi Huda says, which we don't know yet what that is. Rabbi Huda says, goats can go out on Shabbos with their udders tied up, but they can't go out to conserve the milk. So Iba Sema, however, Rabbi Huda, could be this is all Rabbi Huda, Lokasha Kanli Yavesh Kanli Chalev, that both prices were in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Huda, and here's how we explain it. Here, where the goats are permitted to go out with a pouch on their udders, it's talking about a case where it's to dry the milk. And here, it's done when he said, I'll do so, it's because they're trying to conserve the milk. Tanya Rabbi Huda, Maisa Be'izim Shel Antuchia. There was a story of the goats of a certain family in Antuchia. Shahayu Dadeh and Gasin, their udders were very large. The Asulahan Kisin Kedeshalo Yisartu Dadeh, and they made pouches of them so their udders would not get scratched, because they would dangle so low. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa Be'achat Shemesa Ishtavinicha Ben Linik. There was a guy who died, Rasa says, and she left him a son who was a nursing baby. He didn't have any money to pay someone to nurse the baby. And a miracle happened and developed breasts like the breasts of a woman. And he nursed his son. Yosef, what an amazing man this must have been. How great he is that a miracle happened to him. How terrible this person is that the whole world had to be changed on his behalf. Meaning it is a miracle, but it was, you know, was a demeaning, embarrassing, unpleasant sort of miracle that the man had to experience. Look at how difficult it is to feed a person. She's not only the gracious that in this situation, apparently, right, it was easier to create breasts on a man than it was to find him a parnasa. Amar Rav Nachman, Teda, Dimishrachash Nisa, Velo Ibn Mazone. And you can see this because miracles happen, for people. but it's never happened that food miraculously appeared in a person's house. There was a man who married a woman who was missing an arm, and didn't realize she only had one arm until the day that she died. So Amarav Bore Kamatsnua Ishazushlikabada, look at how modest she was, that she managed to be married to him a whole lifetime and he never noticed this. That's her way. I mean, a one-armed woman is not going to want, you know, women want to cover themselves up, and especially this woman who really wants to hide her defect. But how modest is this man that he didn't recognize it in his wife, meaning he was so, you know, focused on her inner beauty and her inside, and what that he really never noticed even a massive, massive flaw. He never noticed it. Zecharim Yotzen Levuvin. So it said rams can go out levuvin. So the question is, my levuvin, what does that mean? Amravuna to sare. It means tied in pairs. My mashma dahi levuvin. So where does the word levuvin comes from? Why? Lishan de krovehu. Where do we know that? That means klitziv. Libav tini achosi chala. You have drawn me near my sister, my bride from Shirashim. Ula amar. Or shekoshen lahem keneged libam. Ula says levuvin is a hide. That is tied around their hearts. Kadesh lo yiplu alayan ze'evim, so that wolves don't attack them. Ze'evim, azacharim nafim, the kevus alnafim. Wait, why would you only tie it on the male ones? Do they only attack the males, not the females? Mimasku rish edra, because the males walk in the front of the flock. Ze'evim b'resh edra nafli. Yes, and wolves generally attack the front of the flock. Besof edra lanafli, and they don't attack. Wait. Do they only attack the front and not the back? Elamishum dishmine when it came us like the, it's because they're fatter. They're right, so there's no plump female ewes. Besu mi yadi ben hani lahani. And really, do they specifically distinguish between the fat ones and the thin ones? They get whatever they can. Elamishum dizokve chutmayu umaski kidavu. They specifically prey on the rams, because they raise their noses and walk while looking to each different sides. And therefore the wolves think that they're possibly going to attack them. They see them as a threat. And therefore the male ones strut in a way that causes them to become more of a victim of wolves. Now we're talking about or shekoshed lahen tachas zachruson kadesh lo yalu al hanakevos. And he says levuvin is a hide that a person ties in their male organ so that they should not mount the females. Because it says they can go out shechuzos, the females. What is shechuzos? My shechuzos sheochzen ha'aliyah shel hem lemala kadesh sheyalu alein zecharin. That's a different thing. That's where they fasten the tails with something so that the males can mount them more easily. Reisha kadesh shelo yalu al hakemos. Reisha is in a situation where you don't want them to mount to the females. Sefa kadesh yalu alein zecharin. And the sefa is when you do want. My mashash doha shechuzos lishan de gilihu. What is the where do we know that the language of shechuzos has something to do with exposing something? A woman met him. Shis zona unatsuras lev. She was wearing the clothing of a prostitute and she was wily of heart. So shechuzos is similar to shis zona. The attire of a harlot with the tuff and the ches are similar. Shich zona, then it would become shechuzos. So these are that's where that language comes from. Harchil Yotz is kavulos, my kavulos. We're now at Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. What are kavulos that the ewes are allowed to go at? Shem mechablin aliyah shalhan lamata kadesh shalo yalu zecharin. That's when they tie their tails down under them so that they shouldn't, the males would not jump on them. My mashah dahai kavul lishan delo avid perihu. From where do we know that the word kavul is something that's not producing fruit? Dichsiv ma ha'arim ha'ela asher nasata li achi vayikra lahen eretz kavul adayamazeh. He said, what are these cities you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kavul until this day. That's in Sefer Melachim Aleph. My Eretz Kavul. What does it mean, Eretz Kavul? Why did he give that name? Rehuda, Shai ben b'nei Adam, Shem Mechubalin, Bekesef Uzahav. Because there was people there that were Mechubalin, means surrounded by silver and gold. That's what it means. Yoshru be'enav. That's what it means. These cities pleased him. They didn't please him, like Lo Yashu Be'enof. Because of his avodah, and wait, if there was tons of silver and gold, why would he not have been happy with these cities? Because he would rather have had people that were poor, because when they're wealthy and finicky, so then they don't do work for you, and he wanted people that he could hire for cheap wages or whatever, enlist them in the service. Right, this is Hiram, the king of Tsur. He was given these cities by Shlomo. It was a sandy area of land. And the reason it was called Kavul is because the leg can sink into it up until your ankle, which is the Kavla. People say it's a Mechabalta land. When they talk about poor land, they talk about it as tied closed. Because it doesn't produce fruit. Kavunos, my kavunos. What does it mean when it said that yous can go out kavunos? Shemechavdin osan lemelas. It means they covered the animal with melas, with a fine wool. They would wrap these sheep in cloth from the beginning so that they could be used in really, really nice wool garments later. Kedetnan se'es ketsemer lavon. We know that a se'es, which is one of the kinds of tzaras, they're all different colors, se'es, baheras, and sapachas. So se'es is like white wool. Ma'itzemer lavon. What is remelas? I'm with the baby barbai. Rabbi said, ketzemer naki ben yomo, shemechav nos lemelas. This is the clean wool of a newborn lamb that they cover right away in order to produce melas. The ha'izim yotzo surus. And the goats go out with their udders tied. Itmar. Rav Amar Halacha Kribi Yehuda Ushmal Lam Halacha Kribi Yossi. So they disagreed, right? Rav said the halacha is like Kribi Yehuda. Ushmal said the halacha is like Kribi Yossi. V'ika Demasi Lashmai Debape Nafshe. And those who teach the halacha completely separate from the Mishnah. Rav Amar Liyabesh Motur V'lo L'chalev. Rav says if the udders are right, were in order to dry, it's okay, but not to preserve the milk. Ushmal Lamar Echad Zavet the Oser. And Ushmal said both of them are prohibited. V'ika Demasi. Well, some people learned on this. Easy Miyotsu Surus Liyabesh Avalo L'chalev. Goats can go out with their udders tied to dry the milk, but not to conserve the milk. Mishum Rabbi Yos Yehuda Ben Maaseh Omer Kach Halacha. He said this is the halacha of mi mevis ezel levash ve ezel lechalef. But he said, who can determine, you know, just by looking at them, whether or not mi mevis is like a lottery, you know, like who has the supernatural powers to know why a person did it? And we talk shem makir echazev echazev achzor. And since nobody can possibly tell, we say it's all asur. Mashmul v'amri lam rehudam mashmul. Halacha rehudam b'seira. The halacha is like rehudam b'seira. Kiasar rabban rehu. Yochanan halacha ketanakam. He said the halacha is like the tanakam. Next mission over any yotza. And what can an animal not go out with? Probably it's a gomel bimatul teles. Bimatul teles v'lo akud v'lo rogul. The chen shakol b'hemis. He can't go out with a saddlecloth. This camel. And it can't go out with an akud or a rogul. We're going to find out. Those are different ways of tying the legs together. We'll find out exactly what that is. And the same thing is true of all other animals in those same manner. It's prohibited. Lo yifshar gemalim zeh bezeh. A person shouldn't tie camels to one another. Ve'yimshach, and then pull the one in front, causing everyone else. But he can place ropes that are tied to each of the animals and pull each one at once. But he can't tie the ropes to each other. Okay, says the Gemara. Camel cannot go out with a saddlecloth tied to only its tail. But he could go out with a saddlecloth that's tied to its tail and its hump. If a camel could go out with a saddlecloth tied to its afterbirth, because it's definitely not going to try to pull it off, because that causes an enormous amount of pain. La akud v'lo rogul. Can't go out akud and rogul. So, Arvi Yehuda akud, akedas yad v'regel, ki yitzchak ben Avram, rogul shlo yikov yado, al gabe zro'o v'yikshar. So, akud is like akedas yitzchak, it means hands and feet tied together. And rogul means that you cannot bend the lower part of the front leg onto the upper, like the lower part of the leg onto the upper part of the leg and tie it. They would do that so the camel, like you would just tie up one of the legs, and then it would be impossible for it to run away with only three legs. Mesei akur, shtei yadayim v'shtei raglayim. Right? So, I mean, this is all like, how do you park your camel, right? That's what they did. So, akur, the Gemara says, means that the two front legs and back legs are tied together. And rugul means, rugul, shelo yikuf yado al gabe zo avikshar. That you can't take, that you can't bend right the front part of the leg and tie it to the back part. So we say, Huda Amar Ki Aitana. That goes like the Tana, who's the Tanya, Akud Akedis Yad Regal, Oshte Yadayim Shte Regalayim, Rogel Shlo Yoko Hiyado Agave Zo Ovi Yiksha. Because Yehuda holds like the Tana, which says, Akud means either the animal's foreleg and hind leg, or its two front legs and two hind legs are bent together. And Rogel means that one cannot bend the lower part of the foreleg onto the upper foreleg and tie that. Vakati lo dummy, they're really not similar. I don't understand. The first case, right, the Bryce and his statement are still really not the same. The first case, which is Akud, and the last case of Rogel, they work out. But the middle case, where the animal's two forelegs and two hind legs are bound together, that's considered Akud contrary. Right? That's contrary to Rabbi Huda. Elohud Amar Ki Atana. So Rabbi Huda is holding like a different Tana. Akud HaKedis Yad V'Regel. Ki Yitzchak Ben Avram. Rogul Shalik Yifyad Al Gavizor Av Yikshar. Velo Yikshar Gemalim. You shouldn't. Right? So like we said before. That he agrees to what we said before. Lo Yikshar Gemalim. You shouldn't tie camels to one another. My time, why not? Av Rashi Mishun Demichzei Kemanda Azul Lechin Ga. Because it looks like a person going to the market to sell a caravan of camels or to sell merchandise. It's not covered Shabbos to look like that. Alam Achnes, but you could place the ropes into your hand to pull all the Rashi. Loshana Ela in Kilayim. This whole thing is only talking about the halachas of mixing different kinds of things. Kilayim Demai. What are you talking about? Ilim Kilayim De Adam. Mixing people to animals because you're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey. So we say other mutter im kulam lachashalim shach. A person is allowed to be tied to pull a wagon together with his animals, with any kind of animal. El kilaim de chavolim. It must be that there's different kinds of rope. If one rope is made of wool, another one's made of linen, and you tie them together, so you made a shot in this thing. V'hatanya hatokef takifa achas eino chibur. One who attaches wool, even with a single stitch. If it's just a single stitch, then it's not considered a connection. So these ropes are not even tied together; they're just merely intertwined. So that wouldn't be enough. No, it is kilayim. The shatn is in the ropes. That's what we mean. If you didn't intertwine them properly and tie them up, if they're intertwined and tied with like a proper double knot or whatever, then it would be considered it's connected, and it would be a shatn issue. This is all true only if the rope doesn't come out a tefach from the person's hand. The high Tana Devei Shmuel Tifchaim. Gemara says, but didn't we learn from the school of Shmuel that it's two hand breaths is the amount? Abai Hashem Shmuel Tefach, the Tana Devei Shmuel Tifchaim, Shmuel Halacha L'maisa Aslashmin. So that Shmuel said one, and in the school of Shmuel they said two. Shmuel came to tell us the practical Halacha, meaning even though they permitted pulling the camel, as long as there's less than two, you should be careful and not even leave one. Nun, Dalet, Amud, Beis. So I tell you, Vavaji Yagbim and Akarka Tefach. Didn't we say that it has to be at least one Tefach from the ground? Kitanya Ahi, Bechavla, Debini, Bini. When this was taught, we're taught regarding a rope between the camel and the person holding it. That part of the rope can't sag to the ground. It has to be at least a Tefach off the ground. Okay, so this is a mission. Echem, Ritzim, Radas, Bismachin, Akshurlo. A donkey cannot go out with a saddle cloth when it is not tied to it. Vlobazug, Avabishu Pakuk, can't go out with a bell, even if it's plugged up to stop it from ringing. Vlobasulum Shibitsavaro, can't go with a ladder that's around its neck. Vlobatsu Shiraglo, or a strap that's on its feet. Roosters can't go out with strings and not with a strap that's on their feet. The Ein Hazacharim Yotzin Be'agola Shetachas Ha'alia Shalahem. And rams don't go out with a wagon that is under their tails. They used to put a small wagon under the tails of these adult sheep so that the tail wouldn't get injured by dragging it on the ground. The ewes can't go out chanunos, and a calf can't go out with a gimon, below parba, or nor can a calf go out with the skin of a or hakupar, with hedgehog skin. Velo beretzua shemen karneha, nor or it can't go out with a strap between its horns. cat would go out on Shabbos with the strap between its horns, and the Chachamim were not pleased with this. Says the Gemara, my time out, Kita Amar. What is the reason? We said, what is the reason that you can't go out with the saddlecloth on its back? Because we're concerned that if it's not secured, it's going to fall off the animal's back, and its owner came, will come to pick it up on Shabbos. That's what we said earlier. So the Gemara just says, like we said before, a donkey can't go out with a bell, even if it is plugged up. Why? Because it looks like a person is going to the market, and therefore people put bells and stuff on their donkeys for the market. Ladder around its neck. This is like some sort of thing that is tied to its jaw. Why did they do that? What is this, like a ladder thing? So it's done in a situation where the animal has a wound so that it doesn't like rub against it and and make the wound worse. So the strap around its leg is done so the animal protects its stepping. So if an animal has like bent legs and they bump against each other, a strap is tied on them and it stops the animal from hurting itself. Roosters cannot go out with strings. He does this aside so that you don't get confused with other people's roosters. The loberitsua, also not a strap. The avdi lahuki hechid l'litro mani. They put a strap on it so they will not break things. And when their legs are tied up, they don't jump around as much. They cause less damage. We now said that rams cannot go out with a small wagon. It's in order that their tail doesn't get hurt. Ryus cannot go out. Chanunos. So he was sitting before Rechizda, and he said, Maisa Misha'a shagozes in Osa, Tomnin la Ezek b'shemen. From the time that they shear the wool right off the animal, so they soak like a soft amount of the wool in oil, and they put it on the animal's forehead so that it will not catch a cold until its wool grows back. And that's chanunos, right, is those animals with this pieces of wool on its head. And they put it on its forehead in order that it doesn't get cold. Amrle Rav Chizda im kain asisa mar ukva. So he says you turn the animal into mar ukva, who is like the resh galusa, meaning like this is a treatment that would be offered to someone. It's a spa treatment, not for a sheep. So he said that it's, he said it's an animal crouches down to give birth. So they take two, like pieces of wool that are dunked in oil, and they put one on the forehead and one on the womb, so the womb will stay warm. Right, one on the forehead, one on the womb, so it warms up. So he says, now you've turned the animal into Yalsa, my wife. Right, so Yalsa, his wife, also came from like royalty from the Reish Galusa. And he says once again, like you're treating this animal like it's in a spa. There is a certain tree in distant lands, and it's called Yachnun. And they bring a chip of that piece of wood, and they put it in the animal's nose. Kadesha tisatesh, which causes it to sneeze, viplu darne rosha, and then any like worms that are in its head will come out. Ihachi zacharim nami. Then why do they do it only for the girls, also the boys? Kivin de menarche zacharim bahad didadi mamel enough. Since the rams, the way that they fight is they butt each other's heads. That's what they're always doing. So then, the worms fall out. Shimon zira amar kisma derisma. Shimon the Nazir said, chanunos is animals. Who they would put the chip of a broom tree or something. Beshlam and Rav Huna, how did they chanunos? According to Huna, I understand why the Mishnah teaches the halacha about chanunos. Elu Rabbanan, my chanunos, but according to the Chachamim, what is the purpose of chanunos? As the Gemara says, to have dinu lamilso dimerach min alai, because it's we do something to animal that indicates that we have mercy on them, and that's why it's called chanunos. Meaning, it's not that the other ones it comes from a chanun tree. Here, it's like no, because we show our mercy by how we treat our animals. Ve'en ha'egel yotze begimon. A calf may not go out on Shabbos with a gimon. My egel begimon, what is that? Ravuna bar nira. He said it's a small yoke that's placed on the calf in order to train it really early to carry a yoke. Avelazer my mashma to ha'gimon lishna de makeoff. From where do we know that gimon has something to do with like bending, you know, getting him used to dechsev halakov ka'agmon rosho, right? To bow, the pasuk says, do I want you to bow your head down like an agmon, which is like a bull rush? So gimon and agmon are related words. Below para be'or hakupar. A cow cannot go on a Shabbos with the skin of a hedgehog placed over its udder. The avdila kihir delo limtsiua yale. He does it so that creeping animals will not suckle from the cow. Lover tuish ben karneha, or the strap that is between its horns. Eli Rav, the arm ben lenoi ben the shamer aser. If you say according to Rav, whether the strap was put for beauty or whether it's put to protect the animal, right, so for protection, for securing the animal, it's prohibited. And if it's according to Shmuel, the Shmuel, don't lenoi aser the shamer mutter. If it's going to Shmuel, then it's in the lenoi, it's prohibited. But for protection, for security, it's mutter. Prosser shalos ben azaria v'chada parhav. The cow of Rav ben azaria. Did he own one cow? That's unusual. The person has cows, or they don't have. V'ha'amar Rav, amri la amar v'hinam Rav. Tracer alfe igle have a. Actually, Rav ben azaria had 12,000. Have a miser, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, may Idra call Shanta Vashata. He had 12,000 cows just as his tithe. So he would have 120,000 cows born every year. So how do you mean his cow? He had 120,000 born, of which 12,000 were miser. Tana lo shelo haisa ela shel shechento haisa. So the cow wasn't his; it was his neighbor's. Because he didn't stop this neighbor who only had one cow, it was called as if it were his own. Rabbi v'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abbas, b'kuli seder moed kol ki hayzuga chalufa Rabbi Yochanan u'mayli Rabbi Yonasan. So he taught like this throughout the entire seder moed, wherever these two sages, right, are mentioned, exchange Rabbi Yochanan and place the word Rabbi Yonasan. It's a typo. So they said, any person who has the power to protest against the behavior of the people in his home, and he doesn't, so then he's held responsible for that. The people of his city, then he's responsible for the people of the city. If he can influence the whole world, he'll be held responsible for the entire world. The people who are members of the household of the Resh Galusa will be held responsible for the entire world. What does it mean? Hashem will come into judgment with the elders of his people and their princes. Im sarim chatu. If the princes sinned, nun hey amad aleph zekeinim echatu. What did the elders sin? The sages. It's because the elders didn't protest the behavior of the princes. A woman came before them and was screaming. And Rabbi Huda was sitting before Shmuel, didn't pay attention. So he said, Rabbi Huda said to Shmuel, don't you hold that if you close your ears from listening to a poor person screaming, you also won't be answered? He said to him, Bucktooth one, Reshach Bikarire, your teacher, your head, me, will be punished in cold water. Reshach de Reshach bechamime, and the head of your head will be punished with hot water. Hayasav Mar Ukva of Beis Din. That was talking about Mar Ukva, who sits as a Av Beis Din. Dechsev Beis David Ko Amar Hashem. Dinu levboker mishmat v'hatzilu gazel miyad oshek pentezik esh chamasi uva'ara ve'ein mechapeh v'nei roa ma'alaleim, etc. It says, House of David, sosas Hashem, do judgment in the morning and deliver the person that's robbed out of the hand of the person who's oppressing him, or else my anger will come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings. And he is the Mesh Galusa is from the house of David. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Simon, Loch chinu mar lahani devei resh galusa. you should give tochacha. You should give you should reprimand the people in the Reish Galusa. They won't accept it from you. Even if they don't accept it from you, you should still give tochacha. There was never a time when a good thing came from Hashem, and it was, and he retracted it and considered it evil, except for one thing. In Yecheskel, Hashem said, go to the midst of the city, Yerushalayim, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the people that sigh and cry because of all the abominations that are done in their midst. Go inscribe the Tav on the foreheads of the Tzadikim. Tav shall diyo, shall yishu ben malchei chavala. Go write, you're going to make a sign so that the angels of damage will not... and on the foreheads of the Rishon, Tav Shel Dam, a Tav of blood, Tav, right? A streak, a letter Tav. Kidei Shishal Tu Behem Malachi Chavala, so that the angels of destruction will have control of them. Amar Midas Din Levi Nakash Bechodesh Shalom. Manishtanu Elamelu. So the Din said, what's the difference in them? What the hell? Let's take them. Guma Halav Shalom. What? These are completely righteous people. And these are completely wicked people. So they're different. Amar Shalom. Hi Bialim Nimchol Shalom. But they could have protested, and they did not protest. Amar Lo. So he said, Goliv Yadu Elifon. I know, says God. Shemichu Bim Leikav. There's no use for it. If they would have made a machot, wouldn't have helped. Amar Lefon of Rosh Shalom. Im Lefanecha Goliv. So if you knew, do they knew? And since you never know, so you have to give to Chacha, and therefore Hashem retracted his promise to protect the righteous people. He decided not to protect them. Behind the Chsev, Zaken Bachur Ubisul Tafanashim Tahargu Lemashchis Ve'al Kol Ish Asher Alav Hatav Al Tikshu Umigdashai Tachelu. So that's what it says. Kill the old and the young. Right, the children, the women don't come near the person with the mark, and then it says right then in the same pasuk, "Vayachelu banashim azakenim asher lifnei habayis." They began with the old people that were before the house. Tanur Rav Yosef, "Altikri mikdashi, ela mikudashai." Don't read the word "my sanctuary." Rather, those who are holy to me. Those are people who kept the entire Torah from A to Z. All to Taf. Amiyad v'hine shisha anoshim bom benderech shar ha'elyon asher mafne tzifona v'ish kol mafatso b'yado v'ish echad besocham levush ha'badim v'kesas asov masnav v'yavou v'yamdu etzal mizbach ha'nechoshes. I mean, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which is in the north, every man with his weapon of destruction in his hand, and one man among them was wearing linen with a writer's inkwell by his side, and they went in and stood by the copper altar, or the bronze altar. Mizbach ha'nechoshes mihava. Wait, was there a bronze altar in the Beis HaMikdash on the times of Yecheskel? Already in the days of Shlomo, there was only a stone altar. So this must be a figure of speech. On the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hitzchilu mimakom sha'omrim shira lefanai. Begin from the place where they sing songs before me. Uman niyu shisha anashim. And who are the six men? And Rechizda, here they are, Ketzef, which is fury, Af, which is wrath, Chema, which is anger, Mashris, destroyer, or destruction, Mishaber, breaking, Umichala, and completely ruining. Umayshna Tav, what is the purpose of the letter Tav, that mark? Amarav, Tav, Tichya, Tav is the first letter of the word live. Tav, tamos. And the Tav can also be tamut, will die. Ushul amar, tamos chus avos. The merit of chus avos is over and won't help these people. Yochan amar, tachon chus avos. Tachon, let the merit of the avos have mercy on them. Rishlokesh amar, tav, sof chosom shal kodesh baruch hu is the end of Hashem's signature. Amar v'chani, chosom shal kodesh baruch hu, Hashem's signature is aleph mem tav, emes is truth. So tav is the last letter of his signature. These are people that kept the entire Torah from aleph until tav. When did chos avos end? Amar rav, mimos hoshea ben be'eri, from the days of Hoshea. Ben Be'eri, as it says, Shenemar, Agale es navlusa le'ene ma'ahaveha ve'ish lo yatzilena miyadi. I will uncover her nakedness in the sight of other, in sight of her lovers, and no one shall deliver her out of my hand. So, Kal Yisrael will no longer be saved by the merit of the avos. Shmuel Amar, mimei chazoel. Since the days of Chazael, as it says, V'chazal melech Aram, Chazael, king of Aram, Lochatz es Yisrael, he pressured the Jewish people, he oppressed them, Kol yemei yeho achaz, all the days of Yehoz, Ksif, V'yachan Hashem osam, V'yirachem, V'yifan aleim, L'man briso, Es av Yitzv Yaakov, V'lo av ha-shrizam, V'lo hishlicha me'alpanei, me'alpanov ad'ata. And it says that Hashem was gracious to them, had compassion upon them, and turned toward them because of his covenant with Avraham Yaakov, and he wouldn't destroy them. Nor, and until now, he has not cast them away from his presence. And that was the last time Zchus Avos is ever mentioned. Rehudim and Levi, Amar Me Eliyahu. Sometimes it's Eliyahu. Shenemar Vayhi Belosam Mincha. Megash Eliyahu. Never Yom Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak VYisrael. Hayom Yivada Ki Ata Elokim VYisrael. Vani Avdecha Uvidvarcha Asisi. It's called Rama Ela. So that's when Eliyahu Navi invoked the Zchus Avos. So we say only then, but since then it hasn't happened. Yochanan Amar, Mimei Chizkiyo, from the days of Chizkiyo, Shana Lamar, La Misra, La Shalom, and Kates, Akiz David Al Malach, La Hachin Oso, Oso, with the Saad of Mishra, the Vizdaka, Me'at Varom, Kenesham Tzvakos, Tasa Zos. By Chizkiyo, it says for the increase in of the realm for peace without end, upon the throne of David and the kingdom, and order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from now and forever, the anger of Hashem, of hosts performs this. That is because of the Zchus Avos will not protect Israel, and there's only Kinas Hashem Tzvakos. Amar Vani, Ein Mis Belo Chet, Ein Yisrim Belo Avon. There is no death without sin, and there is no suffering without another kind of sin. Ein Mis Belo Chet, no person dies without sin. Dechsev Hanefesh Hachadas Hitamos, Bein Lo Yisa Ba'avon Ha'av. The Avlo Yisab Bavon Haben Tzidka Tzadik Olav Tihia Risha Sarasha Olav Tihia. The one that sins should die. A son shouldn't carry the sin of the father. Father shouldn't carry the sin of the son. The righteousness of the righteous should be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked should be upon him. And Yisurin Belo Avon, and there's no punishment without sin. Tchsev Ufakadati B'shevet Pisham Uvenegoim Avonam. I'll punish their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with a negoim. Okay. The angels asked Adam, right? Asked Hashem, why did you cause death as a punishment for other mission? I asked him very easy mitzvah, and he violated it. Well, Moshe and Aaron kept the whole Torah, and they also died. There's one result for both righteous and wicked, it's for good and bad, and so forth. So death doesn't depend on your actions. It sounds like everyone dies. That goes like another time. They also died by their sins. Because you didn't believe in me. Had you believed in me, then it wouldn't be your time to leave the world. And if they would, so if they would have spoken to the rock as they were commanded, it wouldn't come. So even Moshe and Aaron died because of their sins. Four people died due to advice of the snake. The Elu Hain, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram of Moshe, Yishai of David, Kilav ben David. The four of them were Binyamin, the son of Yaakov, Amram, the father of Moshe, Yishai, the father of David, and Chilav, the son of David. The Kulu Gemara, the Rami, Yishai of David, the Mefarsh Bukra. All the rest of them are from oral Torah, but right tradition. But one of them is actually explicit in the Pasuk, and that's Yishai, Tichsiv, that's Amasa. Some of Shalom Tachas Yoav al Hatzava Vamasa ben Ish Ushmo Yisra HaYisraeli Asher Ba El Avigail Bas Nachash Achos Tzuria Ein Yoav. So Hashem put Amasa in charge of the army in the place of Yoav, and Amasa was the son of a man named Isra, who had taken to himself Avigail, the daughter of Nachash, sister of Tzuria, the mother of Yoav. Bas Nachash Havi, was she the daughter of Nachash? Halabas Yishai Havi. We know that this woman was the daughter of Yishai. Dichziv ve'achyo sehen Tzruya ve'Avigail. Their sisters were Tzruya Avigail. So, Ella bas mi shemes be'itov shel nachash. It means she was the daughter of someone who died because of Adam Rishon's taking the advice, or Chava and Adam taking advice of the snake. Mani ilu v'tana de'malachei hasharis. Who is the Tana of the Brisa that says four people died without sin? So if you say it's the Tana who says that about the Malach Asher story, but what about Moshe and Aaron? Allah, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar who says they did sin. Shmamina yesh mitzvah, you see there is mitzvah lochet, yesh mitzvah avon, but you have to, and therefore, indeed, this is a conclusive refutation that there is death without sin, and there is suffering without without sin. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonason. He said, anybody says Reuben sinned is making a very big mistake. The sons of Yaakov were 12. They were all as great as each other. So what could it mean that he had intercourse with Bilhah, the concubine of his father? It means he moved around the bed of his father. And the Torah considers it as bad as if he had actually slept with her. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Matzel Oso Tzadik, Mutzal Oso Tzadik Mesa Avon, that Reuven was saved from that sin of adultery. The Lomba Maisalil didn't happen. After Asa Zara Lamad Al Har Evil, the Lomba Arushokh Meshavim, it's possible that his children that came from him would all, you know, determinedly say on Har Evil, cursed are those who sleep with their father's wife. And such a sin could have come to him. So what could that possibly mean? Elbon imod tava. He complained about the insult to his mother. Amar imachos imi haisatzarli imi. If my mother's sister was a rival wife to her, but should my mother's my mother's sister's concubine wife, meaning she's the shifcha, right, of my mother, she should be a threat to my mother, to my aunt. In other words, sorry, Bilhah was Rachel's shifcha. So if Rachel was a threat to my mother Leah, I understand. But Bilhah, who's just Rachel's maidservant, she's also going to be a threat. Amaru Bilhah samatzah. So he immediately went and rearranged the bed so that Yaakov would go into Leah's tent. So Achem Ramashtem Matzah's Bilhah. He rearranged two beds, one of God and one of his father. Behind the chesiv, atzchilal to yitzui Allah, atz yitzui eli yitzui. In other words, my beds in the plural. When Yaakov gave him a bracha at the end, but he says you defiled and you went up to my bed. So, referring to both the bed of his father and the bed of Hashem, so to speak, which metaphorically rests in the tents of the righteous. Kitanai, like it says in a brisa, Pachas, Kamayim, Altosar, you are impetuous like water, bubbly like water, you will not, excel. Pazosa, Chavta, Zalta. So he says, you were impulsive. You were, therefore, you acted in a way that made you responsible, right? You were obligated, and you did something contemptuous. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Pasata Altas, you trampled the religion or the rules. Chatasa, that's Pechazain, these are all right, these are Rosh Hashanahs. Chatasa, you sinned, Zanisa, and you were promiscuous. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Pilalta, you prayed, Chalta, you trembled in fear, Zarcha Tefilatcha, and your prayer shined. So this refers to his tshuva. Well, it says you're impetuous. Amar Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin Anu L'Modoy. We still need the explanation of Modoy. Rabbi Lazar HaModoy, Amar Rabbi Lazar HaModoy says, Hafoch Es HaTev V'Darsha. You know, turn the word around and darshan it. Ziazata, hear Tata, parach chet mimcha. You shook and you recoiled, and now your sin flew away from you. Rava Amar, Rabbi Abba, Zacharta Oncho Shel Davar, Chilisa Atzmacha Choli Gadol, Peirashta Milachto. Rabbi Abba says, if you reverse the letters, you remembered the punishment. You made yourself very sick, and you successfully withdrew from sinning. Ruvain, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, David Shalom, V'yawashim. Okay. Amr Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Biyasan. Kol Amr Bnei Eli Chatu in Elotah. Anybody says that the sons of Eli sinned are making a very big mistake. Shnei Vesham. Shnei Bnei Eli im Aron Bris Elokim Chafni and Pinchas Kodam Lashem. Eli's two sons, Chafni and Pinchas, were the priests of Hashem. Some of the Karav Dom Rav Pinchas Lochata. He holds like Rav, who said Pinchas did not sin. Makash Chafni le Pinchas. It compares Chafni to Pinchas. My Pinchas Lochata, Chafni Lochata. So just like he didn't sin. Elamani Makai Mashir Yish Gavun Es Anashim. What does it mean that they lay with the women? Mitoch sheshihu es kinehen, because they they were lazy and delayed the sacrifices of their bird offerings that the women had. And therefore they couldn't go back to their husbands. So it's as if they had lain with them, meaning they were negligent and careless, and these women were kept away from their husband because they couldn't become pure on time. It took them an extra time. Gufa Amar Rav, Pinchas Lachata, Pinchas didn't sin. Shinemar Ve'achia ben Achitov, Achi I Chavod ben Pinchas ben Eli Kohen Hashem. Asher Chata Chet Balele Ve'Katzim Yachaso. So Pinchas definitely didn't sin because Achia the son of Achitov, the brother of I Chavod, yeah, that's Ichabod, son of Pinchas, son of Eli. So there's no way that we would be Yachis a person and trace their lineage back to him if he was not a good person. Right, so it says Hashem will cut off from the man who does this. That is right. That he won't have any descendants. So in Yisrael, who lo yelo er bechachamim v'lo ona betamim. What's er ve'ona? Right, the one who's awake and one who answers. So it means the prisoner is a regular Jew. So he won't have one who is sharp, you know, awake among the chachamim, or someone who can answer among the disciples. From kohen who, and a person is a priest. So right, he's a kohen. Lo yelo ben magish mincha. He won't have a child who offers a korban mincha. Elav shamina Pinchas lochatu. Even here, Pinchas did not sin. Elah haksif asher yishkavon. But it says they slept. They lay. Yishkevan ksiv. It means only one of them sinned. So, bichafni. Ksiv. El bonai kilo tova hashmua. So it says to my sons, because there's bad reports about them. So, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, b'ni ksiv. It's my... Banai can be read as Bani, my son, in the singular. Ve'achsev ma'avirim. It says that they were bringing them to transgress, plural. I'm going to read the ma'avirim ksev. It says transgress could be read in the singular, and then only one of them did. Ve'achsev b'nebli al sons of, who are scoundrels. Because Pinchas should have protested the behavior of Chafni, and he did not. Torah considers it as if he sinned. So he said, anyone who says Nunvav Amadalef b'nei Shmuel chatu in al Torah, that the sons of Shmuel sinned, is making a big mistake. It was when the Shmuel was old and his children didn't go in his ways. Bidrachav who lohalchu is in his ways they didn't go. Michti nami lochatu, but that doesn't mean that they sinned. They didn't become great like Shmuel, but they didn't. They didn't sin. And lemani mekayim v'yitachar betza. What does it mean that they went after bribes or something or unjust things, gains. Shelo asu kemas aviim. They were nothing like their father. Shmuel atzadik mechazer b'chol makom b'shisov adonas umbarim. Shmuel would travel around to the entire place to judge people in their own city. Shnevar halchmi deshana b'shana b'sovav beis kail v'hagilgal v'hamitzvah v'shavat yisrael. He would go around the whole place. V'him lo asu kenel yeshuv b'rim. They sat at home. K'dei l'harbo sachar l'chazanein l'sofrim. In that way, they enhanced the amount of money collected by their attendants and their scribes. And therefore, it's like ill-gotten gains. Ketanoi. This is like what we say in a brisa. Vayatu acharei habatza. Remei amar chalkam sha'alu b'fiyam. He says they vocally demanded that, right, with their voices. Yeah, they demanded that which was due to them. And therefore, people would give them. They were levim, so they would get what they deserved. Rabbi Yehuda amar malai hatilu al balei batim. They imposed upon Balabatim, that they would sell their merchandise and support them. And we give our Merkupa Yaseva Shal Maiser Not Lubazra. They took extra baskets of Maiser beyond what they were really supposed to do by force. In other words, by influence of their personality, they were able to take these things. And we also say Amar Matanos Not Lubazra. They took only the gifts due to them. They didn't take extra, but they took it by force, and that's not really right, because you're way to get them and not to take them yourself. If you say David sinned, you're making a grave mistake. David was wise in all of his ways. God was with him. Would the Shechina be with him if he had done that sin with Bathsheba? What does it mean? Why, if you despise the word of Hashem? Because David wanted to have relationships with Bathsheba while she was still married to Uriah, but he didn't do it. Amar Rav, Rav said, Rabbi de'asi mi David, Mahabek v'dorsh kiz David, Rabbi who descends from David would go out of his way to teach how good David was. This word ra is different than all other ra in the Torah. It always says in all the other ones, and he did. To do. He thought about doing something bad, but he didn't actually do it. You killed Uriah by the sword. That means you should have judged him in the Sanhedrin, and you didn't, but he really deserved to die. You took his wife you took his wife as your wife. So what you see from there implied is that actually she was already divorced, and he took her as a proper wife. It worked out. Anybody who got to war with King David, they would write a get to their wife on condition that if they don't come back, she never vessels love. So he was told, go visit your brothers and take their aruba. My aruba, what was that? It's something that mixes in between a husband and wife. So it's a bill of divorce. And people would send their wives a conditional divorce. And since Uriah later died, Bathsheba was never really married to him. And therefore, even though David thought, she thought about doing a sin, he didn't do a sin. She was actually single at the time, and he married her properly. But also, haragta becherev b'nei Amon. You killed him with the sword of the children of Amon, macherev b'nei Amon, yetan en shalov, just like you're not punished for the soldiers killed by the sword of the children of Amon, and more, af Uriah Achiti, yetan en shalov, you're also not punished for the death of Uriah Achiti. My time, Amon Malchus, Uriah was a traitor. The Amar lei, v'adoni Yoav, v'avdi, King David said to him, to go home, and he said, my master Yoav. So he referred to him as his master, which you're not allowed to do in front of the king. Amar, ki me'aynas bey b'David lo mishkachas bey bar mida uri d'chiv rach b'dvar uri achidi. When you look at David HaMelech, there's no other sin over his entire lifetime except for that thing regarding Uriah. Abayik Shishai Rami Derav Adarebi. Mi Amar Rav Hachi Rav Kibal David Lashon Hara Kasha. So he asked the question, doesn't it say that David accepted Lashon Hara? So Gemara says Yitaka Kosh. Okay, Gufa. That which we just said. Rav Amar Kibal David Lashon Hara. David accepted Lashon Hara. Dechsev. V'yamar Lahamelech Eifo Hu. David said, where is he? V'yamar Tziva El Hamelech Hinehu Beis Makir Ben Amiel below Davar. So the king said to him, where is he? And Tziva said to the king, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel. No, so Tziva indicated to David that Yonasan's son was a low Davar, is not important. And King David then sent and got him out of the house of Machir ben Amiel from Lo Davar. So David found him filled with Mechdi Chazi Deshakrahu. After David saw that Tziva was a liar, Ki Hadar Alshin Aloy, my time kill me. So when he found out that this guy wasn't inconsequential, but actually was filled with words of Torah, so why did he accept his report? So he said to him, behold, he's staying in Yerushalayim. We know the kibbutz. How we know he accepted it? So he told him, everything that belongs to Mekiboshes is yours. And Tziva said, I humbly beseech that I may find favor in your eyes. David did not accept Lashon Hara. He saw, specific visible things in Mephibosheth that showed that he was correct. So he didn't just believe it. So Mephibosheth ben Shaul Yalev Nei HaMelech Velo Asa Raglov Velo Asa Sifamo Esbegadov Lo Chibes Chsiv Vehikibo Yerushalayim because HaMelech Velo HaMelech Lama Lo Halakhti Mephibosheth Yama Adoni HaMelech Avdi rimoni ki amar avdecha echav sheli chamor ve'kavala ve'elecha la melech ki piseach. So he said, Mephibosheth, son of Shaul, came down to meet the king, and he hadn't dressed his feet. He didn't trim his mustache, wash his clothes, and it says he came to Jerusalem to meet the king. Why don't you go with me, Mephibosheth? And he said, listen, my servant deceived me. So he said, I'll saddle a donkey, I'll ride, and I'll go to the king, because your servant is lame. Nun vav amud beis v'yigal ba'avtachal el. Adoni Hamelach, Kamelach Elokim, Vasat Avinacha, and he slandered me before the king. But the king, you're like an angel, and do whatever is good in your eyes. Vehimelo Hamelach, Lamat Tadaber Od Dvaracha. Amarti Ata Vetziva Techalku Es Asada. What are you talking anymore? This I said, you and Tziva should divide the estate. Avim Vibushes Hamelach, Gamas Akolikach, Acharesher Badoni Hamelach Bashal Mavesa. So let him take all of it, as long as the king comes back in peace to his own house. So Mephibosheth said to David Amalek, "Ani amarti masai tavo b'shalom." I said, "When we come in peace." Ata osli kach, and yet you're doing this to me, giving Ziva half of my thing. Lo alecha yesh li tarus ela amisha heviacha b'shalom. It's not against you that I have a problem. I'm upset at those who brought you back in peace. Meaning, the way that he spoke made it clear that Ziva's report about him was true, and if it wasn't a Kabbalah Shinhara, he didn't believe anything negative about him until he saw it himself. The son of Yonasan was Meriv Baal. Meriv Baal Shmo was his name, Meriv Baal, but Lambibosha's name is Lambibosha. Lambibosha's Meriv and Baalov, because he made a quarrel with his master, which is Hashem. And complained about Hashem saving David HaMelech. Yatza Basko va'amrlo, Natza bar Natza, a voice came out and said, you know, you're just like your father. You're a quarrelsome one, the son of a quarrelsome one. Natza, hada amrlo, anyway, so Natza, you're quarrelsome because of what you did now. Bar Natza, tichsiv, v'yav asho al ir amolek v'yav banachal. Shmuel came upon the city of Amalek, and he fought in the valley. Rav Mani, at Liske Nachal, quarreled with Hashem regarding matters of the valley, and he said, for the murder of one person, there's a mitzvah to break the neck of Egel. So why should we kill all of these Amalekim? Rav Yehuda Mar Rav, Yehuda said, "Remember, Shasha Rav David Beboshes. When David says Beboshes, Ata Vetziva Techloku Techalku Es Asade, you and Tziva should split the field." That's a Basko Amru Rechavam v'Yeravam Nichalku Es Amalucha. Voice came out and said, "Rechavam and Yeravam will divide the kingdom." So this like foreshadowed the dividing of the Jewish kingdom. Amru Yehuda Amar Rav, "Elmalo Kibbal David Lashon Hara Lanech Lamachzer David." Had David not accepted Lashon Hara, then the kingdom of David never would have been split up. Lovely Yisrael of Adazar, the Jewish people never would have worshipped idols. Loganim Atzeno, we never would have left in Galus. So accepting Lashon Hara is pretty bad. Amru Shlomo Nachmani Amru Yonasan. Anybody who says Shlomo sinned didn't sin. That his heart was not as connected to Hashem as the heart of his father David. So his heart wasn't much as King David, but he certainly didn't sin. So what does it mean in his old age his wives turned his heart? That can be explained. Reb Nasi asked. It says when Shlomo was old, his wives turned his heart away from Hashem. But then it also says that he wasn't quite like David, but he was Kilavav David. Of course, he never, ever sinned. He means that when he was old, his wives tried to convince him to go after other gods, but he never would. It says that Shlomo built an altar for Kamosh, the abomination of Moab. Shabikesh Livnos Lo Yibana. He wanted to, but he didn't. He considered it. Because it says Yivne in the future. Every time it says Yivne, it means that he wanted to, but he didn't. Ella Debona, Yehoshua did build that. Hachanami Debona, here he must have also built it. Ella Kidatanya, it must be like this. So the verse should be understood like it says Shlomo built these ones. Efshar ba'asa v'lobiram. Is it possible that Asa came, right, and didn't get rid of them? Yehoshaphat didn't get rid of them. Asha ba'yoshia obiram. You had to wait until Yoshia. I mean, why didn't they get rid of this Avodah Zarah? Look, Avodah Zarah should be so Asa v'shabirim. They got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. Al-Makash v'shonim la'achronim. Ma'achronim lo'asu v'tol ben l'shemach. Av'shonim lo'asu v'tol ben l'ganai. Just as the later ones didn't get the destruction done. And it gives him praise. So too, the Shlomo HaMelech did not construct it, but it makes it as if he did. because he didn't prevent the destruction. So Shlomo did something bad in the eyes of Hashem. How do you get around that? It's because his wives were doing this, and he didn't protest them. It's as if he sinned. It is preferable that Shlomo Melech should have been a servant, for davar acher means like for idols, meaning to drive on, and not have it say, well, you kasev bo vayasara be'enei Hashem, and not have it say about him that he did what was wrong in the eyes of Hashem. When Shlomo married the daughter of Par, hechnisa lo elef minei zamer, she brought in 1,000 different kinds of music. Here's what we do for this idol. Here's what we do for that idol. He didn't protest her saying that. That when Shlomo married the daughter of Paro, Gavriel came out from the heaven, planted a reed in the sea, like some sort of sand, came around the little island, and it grew larger, and eventually that is where Rome was built. And it says in the Braisa, Masistana, also Yom Sheikhnes Yeravin Shnei Egle Zahav, on the day that Yeravim brought in 2 golden calves, Echad Bebes. One of them in Bethel and one in Dan. Nivnet Serif Echad Vizu Italia Shel Yavan. So a small single hut was constructed, and that became the beginning of Italy of Greece. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rev Yonasan. Kol Amar Yoshiyahu to Enel to anyone that says Yoshiyahu sinned is making a big mistake. Never Yasa Yoshiyahu Ben Hashem Veyelch Bechol Derech David. He went entirely in the path of his ancestor David. Elmani Mekayim. What will I? How do I say? V'chamol lahaya lefanav melech asher shav. So there was no one before him who returned to Hashem with all of his soul and all of his might. So it sounds like in the beginning he was a sinner. So it means no. Shekol din shadan mi ben shmonav atshmona asher hechzir lahan. Every judgment he issued from the age of 8 until he was 18. So he was crowned at 8 years old. He returned the money to the parties. They said chayev because he was concerned that maybe when he was young he wasn't really entirely as level-headed. So maybe you say he took from this one and he gave it to the other one. So he's talmudom v'chol ma'odo with all of his money. He gave his own money to people. There's no one greater in tshuva than Yoshiyahu in his generation and a certain one in our generation. Who's the one in our generation? Abba Avua Dir Mirmiya Bar Abba. Abba the father of Yirmiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Acha Achua Dir Abba Avua Dir Mirmiya. Or maybe it was his brother Acha. Rabbi Abba v'Acha Achehav. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Acha were brothers. Rabbi Yosef, the ode, Echad b'Dorenu, and there's even another one in our generation, Ukvan bar Nechemya Resh Galusa. Ukvan, the son of Nechemya, the Resh Galusa. V'hainu Nasan de Tzutzisa. This is a person who's Nasan of Tzutzisa, meaning rays of light came from his head, and they called him Nasan. Rabbi Yosef, Hava Yasivna b'Pirka. I was once sitting in a Torah lecture, and I was dozing off, and I saw in a dream how an angel stretched out his hands and received Nasan Tzutzisa, demonstrating that his tshuva was accepted. Hadron Allah Bame Behema. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph New Perak. Bame Isha Yotza Uvama Iniyotza. What can a woman carry on Shabbos, and what can't she carry? Meaning, what will be considered jewelry, and what will be considered a burden? Okay, so lo says ishul b'chut etzemer, v'lo b'chut epishlam, v'lo b'ratzu shabrosh, v'lo titbol bahen ad shetrafim. A woman cannot go out with strings of wool or strings of flax, ratzuos shabrosh, strips of any other materials that get braided into her hair. She also cannot immerse in a mikvah with them in her hair until she ad shetrafim. Until she loosens them, and so when they're tight, the water can't really get to her hair, and then it's not a good tefillah. V'lo betotefes, v'lo besarbitin bisman she'ein tefurin. A woman can also not go out with something called a totefes or sarbitin that are not sewn into her head covering. V'lo v'chavul l'rishus rabim, nor can she go out with a kavul into her rabim. V'lo ba'ir shel zahav, she can't go out with a city like a city of gold. Tiara ornament, v'lo b'katala, or a katla velo binazamim. She can't go out with nose rings. Velo betabas she'ena le'achosom, or a ring that has no seal on it. Velo b'machat she'ena nekuva, or a needle that doesn't yet have a hole in it and it's just for decoration. V'miyatza ena chayves chatas, but if she does go out, she's not chayev a sin offering. Because mida araisa, a woman is allowed to go out into the public wearing these things, but Chazal decreed that she shouldn't go out wearing certain things because maybe she'll make them off to show to another person and then she'll wind up carrying them. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tefila man dachashmei. Who mentioned, why are we suddenly discussing the halachas of mikvah? It's telling you a reason. What's the reason that a woman can't go out with these different things in her hair? Because they said in the weekday a woman shouldn't go to the mikvah with those in it until they're soft. And because of that, because maybe for women that will be the necessary for them to do tefillah shel mitzvah. What is with like hollow chains? What's the halakha? Can a woman go into public with those? Are you saying it woven? Anything that's woven, they did not decree. He said the same thing. Anything that's woven, they did not make any decree, any gzeiros about. I thought my sisters are not particular about removing them, and they bathe even with these woven chains in their hair, which means that apparently the water does reach the hair, and therefore it's not a problem. Lagabe tefila, my ikka ben hachlish no ben hachlish. What's the difference between this version and that version? Ikka benayo de tani fun, that where the chains are dirty. Lachadlish and amakol shu arglo gazu haninami arglenu. So if the issue is that they're woven, these are also woven. Lachlish davarishon kapeda. If the issue is that it's because his sisters were not so concerned, so kiven de tanifa mikbed kamti alayah. If they're dirty, they would be particular. They would certainly take them off when they wash. And therefore, it would be the same thing in the mikvah. San hasam. Ilu chotzesin, ve'ilu chotzesin ba'adam. The following things create a chatzitza for a person. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishon, harmatzua, shabroshi abanos. Strings of wool, strings of flax, and strings that go on girls' hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Tzemer Vishal Sear Ein Chotzitzin. Strings of right wool and strands of hair don't make a chatzitza. Bishamayim Bambahem, because water goes through them, it doesn't disrupt. Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Yabana Shanino, and all these things we're talking about are used to tie the hair on girls' heads. Maski Flo Rav Yosef Lumute Mai. Rabbi Yosef asks a question about this. What is this excluding? If you're coming to exclude strings that are tied to someone's neck, if they're wool, if something that's soft on top of something hard is chotzitz, something that's soft on top of something else is, of course it does. It must be you're talking to exclude flax. If something hard on top of something hard is chotzitz, certainly something hard on top of something soft, like the neck, it's of course it's a chatzitza. No, he's saying because a person who ties something around their neck doesn't strangle themselves, and therefore it's loose enough, and water can certainly reach the skin. Women can go out with strings in their ears. So if someone had pierced ears, sometimes they would put in like these thin strings instead of earrings, so that the ear wouldn't close up. But not with the straps that are on their neck. If you say a woman doesn't strangle herself, then why can't they go with the things that are on their necks? Ravina said, "Nun zayin on the base." Here we're talking about a broad, ornamented strap, a katla that was hanging around the neck. That's like a choker that they would wear it very tight. Because she wanted to look more plump, more fleshy. So it was beautiful to have, like, it, you know, it squeezed it a little bit, and that would be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says wool and hair do not make a chatzitza because water goes through. Rabbi Yehuda said them right. Halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda regarding pieces of hair, but apparently not not with strings. Halacha, Michal Adapliki. The fact that he says the halacha indicates that other people disagree, and therefore we have to decide the halacha like him. And if you say, have we not learned from the first time that he's talking about hair, Buddha also wouldn't have spoken about them. And maybe he was just saying Vidilma Kashem Kamar, who maybe he's just saying it's the same. Kihechi de modus li bechut eseir, odlin nami bechut eseir. He's just saying the same way that you agree to me bechut eseir, you should also agree right with hair, you should agree to me also about wool. Ema amr nachum amr shul, modim cham de bechut bechut eseir. Nachum agree to him when it comes to hair. Tani mechut eseir mechotzen. We also learned in the Braisa, wool makes a chatzitza chut eseir, ein chotzen. But chutim of hair, hair does not make chatzitza. Yehuda Meshal Temer Meshal Seir in Chodim. Yehuda says both of them aren't a chatzitza. Amr Nachum Yitzchak Masiz Nami Dekar. Our mission is also really exact in this way. The Ketana Yotzi Yishu B'chut Eser. Only can go out with pieces of hair. Ben Mishala Ben Mishal Chaveta. Whether it's her own hair or his friend's hair. Mani Ilim Yehuda Yivetz or Yehuda Afilu Chut Eser. You can also go out with wool. Allah Rabbani must be the Rabbani. Shemamina B'chut Eser. Lo Pligi Shemamina. You see that nobody argues about hair. The Lo Bit Totefes. My Totefes. What do we mean by Totefes? Amr Yosef Chum Rasa De Ketifta. It's a packet of spices to get rid of evil eye. I'm there by to have a kamiyam mumchav tishrei. So maybe this should be like a kamiyam mumchav. It should be permitted. I'm Yehuda Mishmei de Abai Afuzyani. Totefes is Apuzyani, which is some sort of thing that's worn on your forehead. Tani nami hachi yotzi isha be svacha hamuz heves ube totefes ube sabit and hakvun. But a woman goes out with totefes and the sarvitin that are attached to this totefes. So she would not remove her head covering to show her friend those things. So is it totefes, is it sarvitin? Which is totefes? Not rabo. Totefes on bekefes lami ozen la ozen. Totefes goes from one ear to the other. Sarvitin amagin la ad lecheya. The sarvitin are attached to that net and they reach down to her cheeks. Amravuna. Anios osin osan shalminet siv onim. Anios. Poor women would make these ornaments out of different types of colored materials. And rich people would make them out of silver and gold. Vlova kavul. Amraviane. What is a kavul? Kavul. Zeh. Any idea? I'm not sure what this is. Ivikav da avda. If it's the seal of a slave, it's none. Avil kipa shal tsemer shabri dami. So we know that a cap of wool that a woman places on her hair, right, like some sort of woolen, I don't know, a doily or something, she goes out wearing it. Oh, Dilma, kipa shel tzemer, tznan. Or perhaps that we already said that. The kol sheken kavla to avdan, certainly the seal of a slave. They would have that on their clothes or something to identify them as a slave. Amar avavo, mistava kimanda amar kipa shel tzemer tznan. It's reasonable to say that we're talking about the kipa shel tzemer. But tanya mihachi, and it even says in a brisa, yotz ish bekavul v'istama lechater. We'll go out with a kavul and an istama into the courtyard on Shabbos. Yirmi lozo amar af bekavul v'shus harabim. She can even go out with a kavul into v'shus harabim. Klal amar shim ben lozo. Shim ben lozo said a general principle. Kol shu lamata min hash. Anything that's below the hairnet, she can go out in public with it. Because she lamata minha schava, lamala minha schava. Anything that's above the hairnet, like a fancy hat or something, or some ornamental thing that goes on top, ain yotzin ba, then you wouldn't be able to do that. My istima. So what is an istima? Are you Bizyone. It's something called Bizyone. My Bizyone. What is that? I'm a bay, I'm a rav. Kolya peroche. It is a small hat or ribbon that would gather hairs that protrude and stick out. There are three things that were said about the istima. Ein bamisham kilayim. Well, number one, it doesn't have any issue of shatness. The eina mitama binagoyim. And it doesn't become tame with saras, vein yotzim b'lishus harabim, and you don't go out with it in public. Mishum Rishimun Amru, so they can't carry it on Shabbos. Mishum Rishimun Amru, they said from Rishimun, they also said af ein ba mishum ataris kalas. It's also a gezeirah d'rabbanan stopping bridal crowns because we don't wear do not apply to an istima. So kalas could wear an istima, even though they're not supposed to anymore since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, wear their full crown at the wedding.